Lindbergh Becomes Famous, Part 2. Nevertheless, on that spring day in 1927, at 7:45 in the morning, Lindbergh's plane was ready to take off from an airfield near New York. 4 sandwiches, 2 big containers of fresh water, and 451 gallons of gasoline had been put in the plane. Lindbergh himself had just woken up after a 2-hour nap. He got into the plane and sat down in the cockpit. Soon he was rolling down the wet runway, and after a short time he managed to take off. However, at the beginning of the flight, the plane was so heavy with gasoline that it could fly only a few feet above the surface of the sea. Not long after passing over Newfoundland, Lindbergh began to see icebergs. Then, after an hour, it started to get dark. But Lindbergh could not rest. He felt cold and ill, but he continued to fly. He would not give up. He could not see the stars because of the fog, and he did not know if he was going the right way. But it was too late to go back. He kept checking the gasoline gauge all the time to avoid falling asleep. The whole night and the whole next day he flew steadily on. Suddenly Lindbergh saw a fishing boat, and then land not very far away. It was Ireland. With his map, he changed his course. Soon he was nearing Paris. At 10 o'clock in the evening, he saw the lights and houses of Paris beneath him. He was tired and hungry when he landed at the Le Bourget airport, but he had reached his destination. Thousands of people had been waiting for him to arrive. They were now cheering wildly. Lindbergh had flown for 34 hours without refueling. He had traveled 3,600 miles. He had accomplished a seemingly impossible feat. Lindbergh had become a hero for the whole world.